Brent and I have this belief, one of our biggest jobs when working with families is to find a way to maximize their financial resources as they apply to the goals that are most important to them.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Retirement Cafe. Dan Reese, Brent Oliver, Certified Financial Planners at Avery Wealth. I am Ben George. We're talking about four key questions that are often asked to Avery Wealth and to Dan and Brent when people are determining whether or not they want to work with a financial advisor, whether or not it's important to work with a financial advisor. What are the costs? Do I need one? Those are all key questions, but today we're focused on the final one in this series. It's how important is an advisor's process to my financial success? And this is one that a lot of people have because there's a lot of do-it-yourself tools available right now with the world of the internet, with all the unlimited news outlets and media outlets and research available. Many people think, hey, I can be successful on my own. And up until this 2020 health crisis, many people were doing probably pretty well on their own because of the bull run. So let's jump into this one. How often do you guys get this question, or do people even ask you this question directly?
I think, first of all, this probably isn't exact verbiage that they would use when they're sitting with us, but I think a lot of people just want to understand, what does it look like to work with an advisor and what types of services and things like that can and should I expect?
Yeah, I think one of the things too that people have in their mind, and they may have experienced it, is that they had at some point, they didn't really understand the four types of advisors that we talked about in a prior episode. So possibly they were working with an investment advisor or a quote financial advisor, and they were sold something and then they never heard from them again, right? And so they kind of think, what's your process look like? Am I going to get sold something and then never talk to you again?
Or sold something that was, this is to help you retire, and then they never realize whether or not what was sold to them is going to help them achieve that goal.
Yep, great point.
Right? And so that's just a big differentiator between those different types of advisors.
Well, if somebody comes in and they probably won't ask you this question directly, as you mentioned, but they'll probably try to kind of get a feel for it, whether or not it's important to them. But what's something you might ask them to maybe help them understand your role as an advisor?
Well, I mean, I think questions that we would ask them specifically would say, hey, what do you find are your biggest needs around money? You know, what do you find that you have questions about often? And then also even giving examples of, like, you know, if they're having trouble thinking that way, of saying, well, typically, you know, let me talk about something we talked to Mrs. Jones about last week. You know, she was really wondering, you know, the bank's trying to get her to do this home equity line of credit to buy a car. She doesn't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea. You know, that might be an example to get them thinking about things that they may need regular advice on.
To reiterate on what Dan was talking about, I think one of the things that we talk about once we've identified that, you know, they need maybe or are exploring the services is we have a really defined discovery process that we take everyone through and it's kind of a two-way interview in a lot of ways. It's an opportunity for them to learn more about how we do business and for us to make sure that we can bring significant value to their situation. And so it goes into the things that are most important to them, their goals and different things that they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I think that's good because what we talk about the process. So anything, I always think about like building a house. So what's the first thing in building a house? Well, you got to come up with a blueprint, right? You got to figure out, what do I want my house to look like? And when you think of a process around planning, the discovery meeting is really an opportunity to kind of lay everything out. You know, what's truly important to you? What are the relationships you care about? What are the goals you're trying to achieve? What resources do you have and other professionals you work with? And as you lay out that foundation, then you can work through each of the areas of a wealth management plan to accomplish those things that are most important to you. But if it's not process driven, meaning that let's get the blueprint first, and then let's deal with these areas in a systematic way, such as investments and taxes and estate planning, I think, just from my own experience, that it's very, very difficult to achieve a great level of success.
Oh, yeah, because you can't even begin to establish any direction without understanding and having a complete understanding of all of those different areas. And I think there's moments during that where maybe the person that we're meeting with realizes, you know, oh my gosh, I've never thought about this area, and that there is a gap here in my plan, and there is something here that's preventing me from achieving the things that are most important to me.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely correct.
And I think that kind of leads to the idea that, you know, many people don't even understand really how one thing affects another when you're talking about your financial plan. Because when you sit down with an advisor or somebody like you guys and you work through it all, you're talking about a comprehensive look at all of your finances.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to go back to the house example. So like when we built our house, we decided we wanted to put a bonus room above the garage for one of my sons for their bedroom, which is super cool, by the way, if you're a teenage kid. But, you know, when we're designing that, like what we realized, hey, you know, we asked the architect, could we put a bathroom up there? Right. But let's reverse that. Let's think if we just said they're building a house and they're, oh, Mr. Builder, can you put a bathroom right there? You know, like, obviously that's not going to work, right? Because it's not well thought out. They can't just throw a bathroom somewhere if they haven't done plumbing and all the stuff that goes with that. And you think about that same thing when it comes to financial planning. People ask all the time, what age should I take Social Security?
Oh, yeah. That's a huge question. And so there is no magic answer to that, right, Dan? I mean, sometimes maybe it is better for somebody to take it earlier. Maybe it's better for them to wait as long as they can until 70. And it varies depending on their particular situation and the other resources that they have.
Yeah, and I think, but your point, and Ben, your question's kind of about, well, one decision can affect other things. Well, Brent and I had this belief that one of our biggest jobs when working with families is to find a way to maximize their financial resources as they apply to the goals that are most important to them. So if you think about that, and you've got all these different resources, Social Security is one, your healthcare plan is one, your retirement accounts are one, your bank savings is a resource, your own ability maybe to work and to make money is a resource. So when you think through all those things, every decision you make in one of those areas will have some effect on other areas. So if you do those things in a vacuum and you don't have a process to really identify them, all the resources and how they're being used, our experience is bad things often happen as a result.
Yeah, and you guys build a process that, you know, requires multiple steps, and you gotta kind of follow what's laid out there. And if you do, you know, you can be confident that you'll reach your retirement goals and live the life you want to. But I think a lot of people, I mean, do they even understand how important it is and maybe how big of a problem it could be to just miss one of those steps? I mean, a lot of people might say, I can do it by myself. If I miss one or two things, it's not big a deal. But, you know, some of the smallest parts of your financial plan are the most important.
One of the simple ones. Brent, you ever find a beneficiary designation that was wrong? You ever, when you're going through with the client?
Yeah. And that could be a big, big problem, right? I mean, if you have, you know, Dan and I have talked about this in the office, around 50% of people, married people, get divorced. And there's a lot of people out there that haven't updated their beneficiary information. That could create some problems down the road if you're not constantly and updating those things and checking them and have a process in place to make sure that, you know, those things are correct.
Yeah, one of my favorites is, don't worry about it, I updated my will. So that's fine if it's got my ex-wife on it. No, it's not. Nope. You know, and that's the thing is, it's kind of a lack of understanding, but it's also a lack of a process on, when this change happens in my life, what are the different things I need to address within my finances to make sure that everything is on track the way I would want it?
Yeah, and I would, even to this point, I think is really important. So I'm not going to talk about something minor here, but I'm going to talk about your investments. So we are, as Dan has mentioned on previous podcasts, we're very process driven here. We have a process that we work people through when we're evaluating whether or not it makes sense to work with them. And then we have a wealth management process that we, if it does make sense to work with, that we work all of our clients through. We have investment policies in place for everyone and investment processes that we follow. And if you're doing it yourself, it's really important that you have those things in place. So investment process being in place, what do you do when the market goes down? How do you react? If you don't have those things established ahead of time, then now you're subject to your emotions maybe instead of what you had put in place when you're maybe in a little bit more logical state.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. And I think, you know, when you think of the process too, you know, we break ours into what we would call investment planning, then advanced planning, where we get into a lot of the different areas. But when we're getting back to kind of the core point of this episode is like, how important is a process to your financial success? We're not saying our process is the best process in the world. I think it does. Or I think it works really well, or we wouldn't use it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason we do it the way we do it. But the key is when you're interviewing other advisors or any advisor, it's a good question to ask is, what is your process? And how do you work through not only the investment planning, but also all the other planning issues like estate planning, like insurance, you know, like taxes and charitable giving? And if there's not a good answer, they can't illustrate that to you, that could be problematic in you reaching all of your goals.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. For sure, on understanding the process and asking about that process. And I guess, you know, to kind of wrap it up, you know, how important is that advisor process? I guess you don't have to do it with an advisor. You can do it on your own, but I guess you'd have to be pretty close to perfect. And that margin for error would be pretty small if you attempted to go about this without having that process in place and working with an advisor.
Oh, I mean, I think the big thing is, like Brent and I talked about in an earlier episode about our relationship with other professionals. So if you think about, we don't know everything and never will. You know, we've got to pull in CPAs and attorneys, and not just an attorney, like you might have an estate planning attorney, a business attorney, you know, healthcare professionals, all different areas, because this stuff is so complex. So it's not that you couldn't possibly do it on your own. You could do it, but you better have a process of how you bring in these other people to ensure the things that you're doing are going to put you in the best spot, and you don't have some unintended consequence that you never thought could happen.
Very well said. Well, we'll wrap it up on that note. I think that's a great conversation, and hopefully give some people some idea of why that process is so important, and why you guys go about things the way that you do at Avery Wealth. And look, I encourage you to check out all four of these topics, these key questions that people often ask. You know, do you need an advisor? What type of advisor is best for me? What are my costs? And how important is that process? Because all four of these things work together, and they really do give you an idea of the value and the worth of an advisor. I mean, you know, we talk about cost versus value. I mean, that's why you work with the advisor. So, Anna Brent, I appreciate the help. And I guess if anybody wants to get into contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I mean, obviously, they can call our office anytime at 517-783-1695. They can also reach out. We've got some things, tools on our website, even where if they want to schedule a phone call, they can do it there. They can pick Brent or myself, and they could pick a time that works, and we'll reach out to them at that point in time. You can always email, but the point is if you have questions, we're not going to try to sell you anything. Our goal is to get those questions answered for you and make sure that we're giving you the advice to put you in the best position moving forward. So don't ever hesitate to reach out. Brent doesn't do anything all day anyway.
So. Easy.
He's probably on the golf course tomorrow, right?
Yeah. If we get some sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we appreciate this conversation and really all the information you provided on these four different questions. It's kind of this mini-series to launch the Retirement Cafe podcast. We appreciate it, and we look forward to the additional conversations as we continue to grow the discussions moving forward.
Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, thanks so
thank
much,
you,
Ben.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.